Praise the Lord, everybody. Yeah. Amen. We serve a good God this morning, don't we? Amen. He's a mighty God this morning. Amen. He's a faithful God. He's a just God. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. I'm sorry. I say excuse me because I'm just a touch excited about everything that God has done. Amen. No, I didn't get no new house. No, I ain't got no new car. No, my son ain't here yet. Amen. But I thank and praise God because, amen, God is blessing, amen, even right now. Amen. I thank and praise God that he is blessing me even right now. Amen. Certainly do. I thank and praise God just for his faithfulness. Great is thy faith. I don't know why. I'm excited. I feel good. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. I don't deserve his faithfulness. I don't deserve his grace. But thank you for great is thy faithfulness. Amen. All I have needed, amen, thy hand has provided. Just think about all that you have needed. Amen. The functions, amen, of your bodily systems, amen, allowing your respiratory system to function. The stuff we take for granted, amen. Amen. This goes beyond a new house and new car, but all I have needed, thy hand has provided. Amen. My son came and said to me this morning, said, Dad, my ankles are hurting. And so as I put his shoes on this morning, I said, well, I can't be at church praying for everybody else. Now I'm praying for my own son. And so I laid hands on my son. I said, God, son, we're going to ask God to heal your ankles right now. Amen. And I thank God because I can still say, great is thy faithfulness. Amen. You gotta teach it to your children. Amen. We don't just do this at church. We do this at home. Amen. I can't fix an ankle, but I know the one who made the ankle. Amen. I can't fix a heart problem, but I know the one that made the heart. Amen. I can't straighten out diabetes. I ain't got no magical, but I know the one that, amen, has created the body. He holds the whole world in his hands. So therefore, I say, great is thy faithfulness. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe God for the impossible. Amen. I don't know if you, I believe God for the impossible. Why can't God bless me? Amen. Why can't God open a door for me? Why can't God make a way for me? Amen. Why can't God heal me? Why can't God deliver me? Why can't God save my children? I come to tell you, God is able. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach God is able to the day I die. God is able. Amen. He is able. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much. Amen. I'm going to get in trouble. But I certainly do thank praise God for being in the house of God one more time. I never take it for granted. I don't take it lightly, but I thank and praise God for allowing me to be in his house and to stand behind this sacred desk. Certainly do thank and praise God for Pastor Magnus, Sister Magnus. We thank and praise God for them. Amen. Being a blessing to us. I was watching the service on Friday night. We wanted to go, but because we are just patiently waiting someone to show up that is being very stubborn, we decided to stay at home. And it was a beautiful thing to see the service go on Friday night. And it's beautiful because we can see how we are preparing to help churches reach people with this message of Jesus Christ. Amen. And to hear that people are saved, to hear that people are showing up to church, it is exciting. Amen. Because there is somebody, amen, somebody's going through, somebody's been in a problem that they don't know how they're going to make it out of, but they just found the ultimate fixer. Amen. I get excited because when you find out who Jesus is for yourself, amen, you done found something. Amen. Amen. So we thank and praise God for them. Certainly do thank and praise God for, amen, my brothers, other gentry, other Pope. We thank and praise God for both of them. Amen. Certainly do thank and praise God for my wife. Amen. I've been telling everybody I see, it's like she's about there. And then they see her walking up. So you're his wife, aren't you? Amen. So. But I thank and praise God for her. Amen. My two boys, soon to be the third, we are conflicted on this name for him. So people keep asking, what y'all going to name him? We don't know yet. So we thank and praise God for them. Amen. They are truly a blessing. Amen. To us. Amen. Certainly without them, there would be no me. And I thank and praise God for them. Amen. And I thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. If it were not for you, amen, I would not be able to preach on this morning. I'd have to go outside, and it is way too hot for this Michigan boy to be outside trying to preach. So, amen, we thank and praise God for all of you on this morning. Amen. And truly, we do know that God is able. Amen. I just switched on. I switched him here. So, and That one's a little too heavy, so I guess I'm going to have to hold it. Amen? Okay. Amen. So we certainly give thanks and praise God for all that he has done and all that he's going to do. I'm not going to pray very long. So with that being said, if you would journey with us to a scripture in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. And we're going to go verse number 5. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 5. And when you have that, if you'd be so kind to stand with us as we read the word on this morning. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 5. Amen. When you have it, if you would be so kind to stand with us as we read this word. Amen. A little short message I have here on this morning. I'll read that in your hearing. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Thank you, sir. Let's read that one more time. This time, let's read it out loud. Amen. Can we read that out loud together? Amen. What does it say there, saints of God? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise you, we honor you, we magnify you. Thank you, O God, for bringing us into your house one more time. We ask, O God, that you would speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, O God. We ask that you would allow our tongue to be that as the pen of a ready writer. God, I ask that you would get all the glory, get the honor, and get the praise, O God. Feed us, Father, so that we may feed thy people. Speak to our hearts and speak to our minds, O God. Father, we give you the name of the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. Lord God, I ask that you would move, heal, deliver, and set free. Touch, O God, all these who may hear that word. Touch the ones, O God, who are connected or who, Lord God, are around here and hear the message outside. Touch the ones on Facebook, O God, that will hear this word. Let them say, what must I do to be saved? Heal, O God, deliver, set free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we trust you. We believe you. We have faith and confidence in you.
Father, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. All God people said.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you would be so kind, would you all indulge me for one moment? You may have your seats. Repeat after me. God will not fail me. Say it one more time. This time, say it like you believe it. God will not
fail me.
That's all I want to talk about this morning. God
will not, cannot.
It is impossible for him to fail me.
Amen.
Very interesting text of scripture that we have this morning. When I read this chapter and around here, I can see, amen, what is going on. Of course, Joshua is beginning to take over for Moses. Moses just passed away. And with that being said, we see this scripture here. Amen. We see the scripture here where this scripture talks about and tells us, praise the Lord, that there is a statement, an absolute statement that is made. The statement that is made is where God tells Joshua, I will be with thee, I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. The statement of fact that I will not fail thee spoke to me because it is an absolute truth. An absolute truth is a statement that is true at all times and in all places. It is something that is always true no matter the circumstances. It is a fact that cannot be changed. For example, there are no round squares. Amen. If there were a round square, it would not be a square. Rather, it would be a hexagon, pentagon, or octagon, or even a circle. But the statement of fact remains true that there's no such thing as a round square. As I began to think about this message and think about these words that I will not fail thee, I thought about how man is absolutely incapable of making an absolute statement. I can attempt to say, Pastor, I will be at your house at 4:30 to pick you up, and have completely prepared myself to be there on time. Make sure my vehicle is gassed up, check my oil, amen, check my tires, make sure I have the right directions, and do all the things necessary to make it there on time.
Right.
But what we don't understand is that there's something called unforeseen circumstances.
All right.
An unforeseen circumstances means, although I have placed gas in my car, I have left on time,
right.
I have checked my tires, I have done all the preparation, have the directions correct. The unforeseen circumstance is the truck that is turned over in the middle of the road, blocking my path. And now, whereas I have given myself enough time to be there on time, I now have to double back and go around a different route, thus causing me to be late. I'm reminded of when Thomas Edison was attempting to increase the storage for the battery. It is said that he had tried thousands of times with no success. He was asked by a reporter from Reuters that looked at him and took pity on him for all of the unsuccessful tries and attempts that he had to increase battery storage. They said Thomas Edison perked up and looked with a smile and said that I have just found thousands of ways that will not work. I've not been unsuccessful, I just found thousands of ways that will not work.
Amen.
Meaning that the way that will work is still out there, but I have not found it.
Amen.
I think that is indicative to the fact of how man is. I can attempt with everything in me to be somewhere, to do something, to go somewhere, and be prepared all the way, but I still am nothing without God.
Right.
Amen. I've come to tell you, I've just reached the conclusion that, amen, without God, amen, what is that song? Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, I would be like a ship without a sail. Amen, just wandering all over the place. Amen, I come in contact with so many of these individuals that would seem like they have, or they're attempting to go through life, and they're attempting, praise the Lord, to try to figure things out and trying to make their own way. But I come to tell you that ultimately, I'd say the same thing. My wife would tell you, I say it all the time. Amen. They just need to get saved.
Amen.
And because one thing I found out, that if I get saved, then all of a sudden, everything around me begins to change. Right. When I get saved, God lifts me out of my environment and places me in a different environment.
Right.
And once I get saved, I don't go to the same places. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
That I used to go to. Amen. When I get saved, I don't necessarily have to change my company, but my company changes me. My company, amen, they say, I don't no longer want to be around you.
Right.
Amen. There were people that we were friends with. I liked them. I thought they were nice. Amen. But they told my wife, we don't like to be around Brian because we think Brian is judging us every time. I just wanted a cheeseburger. Hello, somebody. But amen, it is not so much we want a cheeseburger, but it is the life that I live. When you get saved, God changes everything about you.
Amen.
That's why I don't believe, saints of God, that you ought to be saved. You can't be saved and stay the same. That is absolutely impossible.
Amen.
Amen. Because by very nature of you getting saved, you ought to become Christ-like.
Amen.
You, amen, ought to put off the things that are not like God, amen, and begin to put on Christ within your lifestyle.
Amen.
And what I come to tell you, amen, saints of God, is that God, amen, is not like man.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that God does is victory. Even when it doesn't look like it, man may fail, but amen, God never fails. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells us time and time again. Amen. The book of Jeremiah, the scripture tells us in one place, Jeremiah 17 and 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Verse number 6 goes on to say, For it shall be like the heart in the desert, amen, the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness. Amen. Jeremiah, praise the Lord, amen, talks about, amen, how we ought not trust in man. Verse number 7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord." Amen. Because one thing I found that over 20 some years of being saved, that Jesus, amen, never fails.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalms, amen, number 118 and verse 8, it says, amen, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man."
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs goes on to say that confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot that's out of joint. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you, saints of God, is that, amen, when you put your confidence and when you put your trust in man, every single time it is going to lead you straight. Amen. That's why, amen, you can be sitting here wondering, praise the Lord, why in the world has life taken me through some of the avenues that I've gone through? Why in the world, amen, have I had some of these issues? Why in the world do some of these things go the way that they're going? Why do things not seem to make sense? And amen, I praise the Lord, I come across so many people who, amen, just talk about how they want to escape the complexities and the pressures and the perplexities of life, so much so to where it drives them to go, amen, sleep with everybody they can find. I'm about to preach this message. I feel it already. Amen, it drives them to go sleep with whoever. Amen, it drives them to, amen, go crack open a bottle. It drives them, praise the Lord, to go light up, amen, something. It drives them to hang around and be around people that, praise the Lord, don't mean them any good. All because I am trying to fill the void, amen, around me. Amen, so many folks, praise the Lord, cry themselves to sleep. Amen, so many folks, amen, don't understand why, amen, I cannot escape this pain. It seems like there's pain all around me. Amen, it seems like there's a situation all around me. I looked at, amen, a message or an article yesterday about a young lady who, praise the Lord, has 2 young children. Amen, and the article said that the young lady committed suicide because she was having problems dealing with the pressures of being a single mother and raising her children all by herself. And amen, amen, the person that shared the message, amen, she said, "It's hard out here sometimes, and I don't feel like there is no way out. But I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, there is a way out." Amen. You ain't got to commit suicide. You ain't got to end it all. There is a man named Jesus who is able to fix every problem that you have.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I come to tell the saints of God that the reason why, amen, you have not found the answer to your problem, the reason why you have not found how to fix and remediate or solve the issue that you are going through is because, amen, you are too busy trying to fix it your own self. But, amen, what you got to come to the place of is that you have to learn how to get out of God's way. Amen. So many times, praise the Lord, I'm trying, amen, I'm trying to get something to do something, amen. But Brian's big head is right there in the way, saints of God. And it's not until he gets out of the way that I can step in as his father and fix the problem. And amen, that's how God works it for us, because, amen, you're trying to solve the problem. You're trying to fix it, amen. You're trying to make the relationship work. You're trying to, amen, get some peace. You're trying to make it some pain. But Jesus said, "Bring it all over to me. And if you bring it to me, I will, amen, make it work for you." And if you want to clap your hands and tell God, thank you. Amen. I come to tell you, saints of God, amen, praise the Lord, that's what I find, amen, that we find here in this scripture. Amen, we see, praise the name of God, how, amen, God is going to use man, if you will. I'm going to try to hasten this thing on in a hurry and try to wrap this little message up. Amen, but praise the name of God, we find here in this scripture, amen, God tells, amen, Joshua, if you will, amen, Moses had just died and they're getting ready to cross over, amen, over there into the promised land. And as they're about to cross over, God is telling Joshua that, amen, as I was with Moses, praise God, so shall I be with you. And amen, that began to speak to me when I had to think about saints. Amen, how in the world was God, amen, with Moses? But amen, I had to go back to what the scripture said and look at what God did for Moses. Amen, the Bible lets me know that, praise God, that God protected Moses when, amen, his mother put him in the basket and floated him down a river. The Bible lets me know, saints of God, that, amen, God protected him, allowed him to be raised up in Pharaoh's house. The Bible lets me know, church, that, amen, that God protected him down there where he was in the wilderness for 40 years on the backside of the desert. The Bible tells me, says that God called Moses and spoke to him out of the burning bush. When I think about that scripture, when I think about that, amen, God told Moses that I have seen the affliction of my people. Amen, I preached on that already, but I come to tell you, God sees exactly whatever you are going through. Amen, I come to tell you, saints, that God told Moses, amen, to just go down there and lead my people. And if you lead my people, I will make the way for you to go through. And you ought to tell God, thank you right now. Amen. The Bible tells me that he told him to go back there, saints. Amen. God, amen, just told Moses to do what I told you to do. Amen. Say what I told you to say. Put him in front of Pharaoh, church. Amen. Gave him the word to say. Amen. God knew Pharaoh wasn't going to allow it to happen. Because the Bible says that God hardened his heart. Amen. But the Bible tells me that, amen, God already knew what he was supposed to do. Amen. God knows what is in front of every last one of us in here. And God is telling you this morning to just do what I told you to do. Don't you turn right. Don't you turn left. Don't you back up. But you better stand firm on what I said. If I said I'm going to heal you, I am going to heal you. If I said I'm going to make the way, I am going to make the way. If I said I'm going to open the door, he will open the door.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I tell God, thank you. Say thank you one more time. The Bible tells us, amen, that, amen, he brought, amen, the 10 plagues upon Egypt, saints. Amen. The Bible tells me that he took them through. Amen. He took them through the Red Sea on what? Dry ground, the Bible says. Lord have mercy. He fed them with manna out there in the wilderness, church. Amen. He led them with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. He did all these other things, saints, for God. Amen. He protected them and supplied all of their needs. In other words, church, I believe God was telling Joshua that I will take care of whatever it is that you got to do. In other words, I'm going to take care of when I got everything in the palm of my hand, and I will not fail you, church. And saints of God, we know that's a message. And we're right there to the pastor that he's talking about their church. But I got a word out of that message that that's also to us. And we got to go forward to the book of John chapter 14. When we look at the words of Jesus, church, where Jesus said that I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter, and that comforter, he will be abiding with you forever. Lord have mercy, what are you trying to talk about here, preacher? Amen. What I got to tell you, the comforter, saints of God, the comforter is translated from a Greek word, church. It's translated from the Greek that's called paraclete, saints. The parakletos, it means to help you. Amen. The comforter or the counselor, church, it is very important. Important to know that it literally means that the one that's called alongside of you. The reason he's called alongside of your church is that he is given to be an aid and a help for you and I. So the literal meaning, church, is the one that's called alongside to give you aid and help throughout your problem. But saints of God, I didn't think that was enough right there. So I began to go further on and study my word last night. And that's when I came to the book of Acts chapter 1 and 8, where Jesus said that ye shall receive power, church, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, saints, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and the Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And this, saints of God, I had to look up the word power and saw how it conforms or works with the word comforter. The word power, church, is translated from a word that means dynamite. Amen. God is going to give us a dynamite power, saints. Amen. To blow some stuff up in our lives. That's why I don't believe, church, that when you come to church and you get saved, and you stay the same way. Because when God gives you the Holy Ghost, he gives you the power to blow up the depression in your life. When God gives you the Holy Ghost, church, he gives you the power to blow up the suicidal thoughts. When God gives you the Holy Ghost, church, he gives you the power, church, to blow up everything that's not like him. So you ain't got to stay the same. You ain't got to be who you used to be. You ain't got to be like your family. But God gives you the power to blow up them toxic relationships. He gives you the power to blow up everything not like him. He gives you the power, amen, to get your mind back. That's why I tell you, saints, that we are not a defeated people, because the Bible says that you shall receive the dynamite power to blow the things up in your life. You can blow up, church, the things that are not like God. I'm tired tired of going through every night. I'm tired of having depression. I'm tired of having suicidal thoughts. I'm tired of this man and this woman. I'm tired of it not coming together. But God has given us the power to blow up everything not like him. And I can praise God, saints, that after he blows it up in our lives, he comes and fills us with the Holy Ghost from on high. He fills us with his power. He fills us with his authority. He fills us with his way. And he gives us the power, church, to go after everything that the devil tried to take from us. He tried to take your children. He gave you the power to lay hands on your children. He gave you the power, church, to go and get your mind back. He gave you the power, church, to get your thoughts back. He gives you the power, church, to get everything back. I don't know about you, but I'm coming for everything that the devil tried to take. You can have the stuff not like him, but I want everything that God has for me. Is there anybody here that says, I'm tired of being beat down? I'm tired of being wore out. I'm tired of everything that happened around me. You shall receive power on this morning. You got the power, saints, the power to walk right, the power to talk right, the power to live right. You have the power after you get the Holy Ghost. You can he'll blow up your low self-esteem. Oh, I got low self-esteem. What if they think? He'll blow all that up. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. After he blows up that low self-esteem, you begin to walk boldly. You stand up firm. You put your shoulders back and you look at the devil in the eye and say, I dare you. I dare you. The Bible says God talks and tells Satan what he can do. In one scripture, I listened to a Bible class. And the Bible said that the angels came to present themselves before God, and Satan was among them. When you look at that scripture, the devil stood there and was quiet until God recognized him. And if you got the Holy Ghost, you better tell the devil to shut up. You can't have my children. You can't have my marriage. You can't have my family. We belong to God. And God is going to make a way. I'm sick. God is going to heal me. I can't figure this out. God is going to fix it. I don't know how it's going to work. But I know that God is going to do it. That's why I tell you, God will not fail you. He gave you the Holy Ghost so that you cannot be a failure. Bishop David Ellis preached a sermon years ago. The sermon was, a Christian cannot be a failure. Why? If you have the Holy Ghost, yeah, you may fall. We make mistakes. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you have the power to where you don't have to fail.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, y'all want scripture? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper.
Amen.
Though he slay me, will I trust in God.
Amen.
So what that tells me, saints, is there is nothing that the enemy can bring to you and I that God didn't already see us walking through with the victory. There is nothing. And it's unfortunate that so many people, God was dealing with them in this Bible study about, he's dealing with a couple of them, but about the importance of the Word of God. This is what God has given every last one of us to fight back with. When the devil went and tried to tempt Jesus, what did he come back with? When the devil tries to tell you that you ain't gonna make it, what does the Word say? What did God say? I shall live and I shall not die. God's word said, I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah.
God's word said, they shall be mine. And when the dead lie making my jewels, they shall be mine.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to be saved.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to be healed.
Yes.
I'm going to be delivered.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't believe in this. We cower down and look the other way when the devil walks by. No, you walk the other way when I come in.
Right, right.
Because I got the Holy Ghost on the inside. And I got the authority and the power on the inside. So greater is he. So now I can walk through and do what God would have for me to do.
Amen.
And not only is it that, when I walk into Walmart, when I walk into into, amen, my customers. When I walk into, amen, these business affairs. All my neighbors know I'm a preacher. I don't know how.
Hallelujah.
They're over there putting fertilizer on my grass. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You have now the greatest power on the inside if you have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Well, Elder, I don't have the Holy Ghost, but I'd like the Holy Ghost. How do I get it? You have to repent.
Yeah.
What repentance means, it is being godly sorrowful and making up your mind you are done with all that. As Megan said, he said, I throw out my little black book. I'm done.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm over it. I'm done. I don't want it no more. You can have it. When you make up your mind that you're done, God will fill you just like that. I've seen it.
Amen.
When you make up your mind that you want to make a change just like that.
Amen.
And suddenly, happened in the book of Acts, there came a sound of heaven like a rush of mighty wind, filled all the house where they're sitting, and appeared unto them foaming tongues. God will fill you just like that.
Amen.
God will fill you, and He will change your life.
Hallelujah.
And you will feel the power of God on the inside. You can walk up in your house. They say, I cleaned up my house. I put the devil out. When you get the Holy Ghost, you can walk up in there, and the devil won't get up out of there.
Amen.
Why? Because he recognized, he know who that is you got.
Amen.
Amen. Just little old me and the big old Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's why I come to tell you, when he is your helper and he gives you the power to blow up the stuff in your life that's not like it. Oh, stuff ain't going right here. Stuff ain't going right there. Brian, you pray so. Brian, you pray. And how do you pray like that? Because I had to learn how to get in touch with God. And once I realized the power I had, once I realized the power I had by the Holy Ghost, and I could pray and ask God, Jesus, I don't understand it. They told me I'm about to die, but I need you to fix it for me.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't got to get up here and get all deep and philosophical. Lord, please help me right now.
Hallelujah.
Please help me right now. What the devil will do to you is that he'll work a way to make you see. The Bible says we're not ignorant to Satan's devices. That the ministry of God, they're not ignorant to Satan's devices. And so what he does, saints, is that he allows the tests and trials to come at us. I had an issue with a customer. Actually, I got a couple of them. But this one particular customer has a spend that's over 120 grand a year. Had a problem with them last week. They said, we're going to take all of the business away from you and move it somewhere else if you can't fix this. Very nasty emails going back and forth. I said, listen, I'm not going to email you no more. I'm not going to call you on the phone. I will be out there. We can talk. When can we talk? Because first off, you don't talk to me like that. We're going to have this conversation in person. And I sat up there, and I was worried about it, and I was stressing about it. I'm short with my wife and my kids, and I have this problem because if I lose $120,000, I have to, first off, answer why I lost it. And I got to go find $120,000. And I don't know if you guys know, but $120,000 is not very easy to find. I sat up there, and it was stressing me out. Stressing me out. And then God said, I will not fail you. When you go back to this book, now, mind you, they still threatening to leave. Mind you, I still got this big problem. Mind you, ain't nothing fixed, but God said, I will not fail you.
Yeah.
I walked in that meeting the next day. I walked out, them asking me to give them another agreement with better rates, and they're going to increase their spend with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God said, I will not fail you.
Amen.
So why in the world are you allowing the problems of your life worry you and beat you down to the point to where you are cowering in fear?
Amen.
You're just going to let the devil beat you upside your head. And you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You got the helper. You can walk in and tell the devil to shut up. Because God said, I will not fail you. Is there anyone who wants to be saved?
Hallelujah.
Is there anyone who wants to be saved?
Thank you, Lord.
We have water in the pool.
Yes.
There's clothing for men, women, and children.
Yes.